Many of you know that back in May, I went on a pilgrimage in Spain to walk the last about 115 kilometers of the Camino de Santiago, which is pretty much the world's most famous walking pilgrimage. And what I found one of the cool things about doing this long walk over the course of several days was the people that you get to meet along the way. People from all over the world. Just strike up these random conversations with random people. Sometimes we didn't even share the same language. Sometimes they didn't speak English or I didn't speak their language, but somehow we found ways to communicate as we had this shared experience of walking the Camino. Along the way, I met this gentleman named Joe. Joe was 65. He had just retired. He'd always wanted to do the Camino, and now he's retired. He's from Southern California, from San Diego. And we struck up a conversation about the Catholic faith. I was dressed as a priest, and he knew I was a priest. I introduced myself as a priest, and he began by telling me that phrase that I can't stand when I hear it. Oh yeah, I grew up Catholic. He began to share about how he grew up in Southern California, went to Catholic schools, and how he didn't like it, didn't believe all this stuff. And as soon as he was 18, boom, he was gone. Never went back to the church ever again. And he started telling me about all this kind of like interesting kind of West Coast California spirituality that he got into. And I was like, okay. And I just kind of listened. And as we're talking, he begins to make some comments here and there about the Catholic Church, and several times I had to say, you know, Joe, that's not what we believe as Catholics. Or, no, that's not what the Catholic Church teaches. His lack of understanding was so evident to me that whatever happened in those first 18 years of his life, growing up Catholic schools, just something clearly didn't click. And so as we're walking along, I thought, okay, it's time to pull out the priest trump card, as I like to call it. This guy, Joe, he had been walking the entire French route of the Camino, which is about 700 kilometers. I only did like the last 100 or so. So he'd been walking for several weeks at that point, by himself. And so I said, Joe, this whole time you've been walking, these 6 weeks or so, have you ever come across a Catholic priest? He said, no, you're the first one. I said, oh, okay. I said, Joe, is it possible that God sent you a Catholic priest on this Camino to tell you it's time for you to come back to the Catholic Church? And he says, you know what? I was actually thinking about that. But no. And I was like, well, you keep thinking about that, Joe. I've been praying for Joe off and on these last few weeks. Again, it was so clear to me in this conversation that the one thing he lacked more than anything else was understanding. He never came to understand our faith. And so, off he went. In the gospel today, Jesus tells this famous parable. It's one of his most famous parables, the parable of the sower and the seed. And it's this great analogy that Jesus is the sower, the seed is his word, his truth, and the soil, the different types of soil, is us, the people who receive or reject his word. He talks about three types of bad soil that produce no fruit, and then there's the good soil. And what I want to focus on tonight is this question: what makes the good soil good? He talks a lot about the different bad soil, but what makes good soil good really comes down to one word in this parable. Listen again. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it. Hears the word and understands it. Understanding is essential to having good soil in my soul. How many people do I know, or do you know, that are like my friend Joe, who grew up Catholic but never came to real understanding of the faith, and then adios, they leave. Understanding is so important. It's one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Understanding. I will never leave the Catholic Church. Never. At the very end, it doesn't matter to me who the Pope is, who the Bishop is, whatever. Like, at the end of the day, I will never leave. Why? Because thanks be to God, God has given me the gift of understanding, and I've come to understand that our faith, the Catholic Church, is the one true church. The one true church that Jesus established, that the Catholic Church in her official teachings contains the fullness of truth about the Christian faith, about religion. And therefore, because I understand that, why would I ever leave? That's why understanding is so important. I remember when I was a freshman in college, it was right when I started getting active in my faith for the first time, and I joined a Christian fraternity at the university I went to. And this Christian fraternity had about 250 guys in it, and I was one of two Catholics. Every other guy was either Southern Baptist or non-denominational Protestant. And so I was exposed to this different type of Christianity, and I got a lot of questions because I'm like the Catholic one, and a lot of things I didn't know how to answer. And so it prompted me, for the first time in my life, I'm 18, 19 years old, to actually want to study. To actually want to begin to understand, why does the church teach what she does? Things that I even kind of struggle with. How do I explain this? Oh, confession. Why do you gotta confess your sins to a priest? Can't you just go right to God? And so I begin to read, what does the church teach about confession? I'm like, oh my goodness, this makes total sense. Oh, Mary and the saints and the rosary, oh, that's all this old-fashioned devotional stuff. We don't really need that, do we? What does the church teach about? This makes so much sense. The more I began to study, the more I began to understand. And it began to help me grow in my relationship with Christ and the church. The message this weekend is quite simple. The question I think we should all ask ourselves is this: what am I doing right now in my life, in my faith, to grow in the gift of understanding? I'm not saying everyone's got to go out and get a master's degree in theology. If you want to do that, great. But we're all called. There should never be a moment in my Christian life, my Christian walk with Jesus, that I'm not seeking to grow in understanding. Even if it's just little things. Like, I'm always reading a Catholic book. Maybe I just read 5-10 pages a day. Great. Maybe when I'm in my car, I listen to Catholic radio, 1330 AM, relevant radio. Great way to grow an understanding. Maybe I'm listening to different podcasts. There's tons of great Catholic podcasts. The two ones that are really popular now is the Bible in a Year podcast and the Catechism in the Year podcast. Great ways to listen to those and grow an understanding of the faith. Maybe it's watching EWTN or watching different YouTube videos. There's tons of great Catholic speakers on YouTube. We can watch these short little videos once a day, and boy, that helps me grow in understanding. Obviously, here at our parish, we offer many things to help people grow in their understanding of the faith. We have Bible studies and retreats and pilgrimages and mission trips and other different activities and missions, etc. Parish missions. Actually, this year I put it on the calendar last week. I'm going to do four different just Q&A nights. Just come grill the priest. Come and ask me and the other priests whatever questions you want about the faith, morality, whatever, to help you grow in understanding our faith. If we want to be good soil so that the Word of God planted in us bears fruit, we have to understand the words that we hear. Hear and understand. After I got done walking with my friend Joe that day on the Camino, I said goodbye, I said, God bless you, I'll pray for you, etc. We actually ended up stopping at the exact same spot. He was stopping at the hotel where he was staying for the night, and my group was stopping at this hotel as a meeting point. We were going to get on a bus and head to the hotel we were going to stay at. And so I said goodbye. He went to go check in the hotel. I thought, well, I'm never going to see this guy ever again. Remember to pray for him. About 30 minutes later, our whole group got together. We got on our bus. We're about ready to leave. And then our tour guide comes up to me. And I'm sitting down in the bus. He says, hey, Father Park, there's this guy out here asking for you. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm in Spain. I don't know anybody here. So I come off the bus. And who's there asking for me? My friend Joe. And he said, hey, I just saw you got your bus was leaving. I just wanted to come by one more time and just say, you know, blessings on your trip, and it's nice to walk with you. And I said, thanks, Joe. God bless you, and I'm praying for you. And at that moment, I had this little bit of hope. The fact that 30 minutes later, he comes back to pull me off the bus just to say goodbye one more time. My hope is that our little conversation, where I was helping to explain a few things, help his understanding a little, and then even that question I asked him, is it time to come back to the Catholic Church? I'm praying that that was a little seed that was planted in his heart. And that seed is starting to find a little crack in the rocky top layer of the soil of his soul. And it's starting to slowly work its way down, please God, to the good soil deep down in his soul. So he might one day come back to the faith of his childhood. Today, as we celebrate the Eucharist, let's ask for that gift of understanding, that we would be strengthened in the Holy Spirit's gift of understanding so that we might produce good fruit for the kingdom. And let's pray for the grace of discipline, that we be disciplined, that we do something every day, just even a little thing, even just 5 minutes, 2 minutes, to do something every day little that helps me increase my understanding. I want to be good soil. I need to understand what I believe. I want to produce good fruit for the kingdom. Understanding is a way to do that.